27. Killian. Cresting a ridge, Killian pulled Seahawk to a stop to survey the dry, rocky plains before him, and the fortress rising up from them like a mirage in the distance. Rotan? Sonia had stopped her own mount next to him, one hand shading her eyes from the sun as she peered over the plain. Her clothes were travel-stained, and her face shadowed with exhaustion, as were the faces of the 500 men of the Royal Army that he'd brought with him. He'd pushed them and their mounts to the brink in order to reach the Rowanist stronghold as soon as possible. Not out of eagerness to deal with the Anuk threat, but rather because the sooner he put an end to the raiding, the sooner he'd be able to rejoin the rest of the Royal Army in Mudaire, where Lydia was training at Hegiria's temple.
Is that it? It's small.
The disappointment in Finn's voice was palpable as he stood up in the stirrups, the orphan and former ruler of Mudaire's sewers, seeming untouched by the days in the saddle and nights sleeping in the dirt. Pointing toward the low, brown mountains, Killian said, "Most of the people in these parts live in camps in the hills at the base of those mountains. For dozens of leagues north to south, those hills are full of gold. Sometimes you find bits of it lying around on the ground."
Truly?
Finn's eyes widened, as Killian had known they would.
For the taking!
Killian snorted.
Hardly.
It's the king's land. Get caught taking his gold, you lose a hand. Finn rubbed his chin thoughtfully, and Sonia reached over to give him a shove.
Don't even think about it, Finn. You're a squire to a lord now. You can't be thieving.
I've never stolen anything in my life,
Finn protested.
Who spread these rumors about me?
Given Killian had needed to steal his own coin back from his squire in order to pay for supplies in the last town they'd passed through, Sonia was right to be concerned about Finn's light fingers, especially given the amount of wealth he was sure to come across in the Rowanist Palace.
You're not going to have time for digging around in the dirt, Finn. Not with the Anuk raiders taking advantage of Mudamora's distraction.
Gesturing west again, he said,
Anukastre is on the far side of those mountains. During the dry season, they come through the passes and raid, and the Rowanist family has been known to reciprocate. The terrain is treacherous. Narrow, rocky paths that are prone to slides, which keeps both in check. And in the rainy season, flash floods make travel through even more dangerous.
Doesn't look like it ever rains here.
Everything is dead.
Most of the time, it doesn't. But when the midwinter storms come up from the southeast, they break against the mountains and dump rain like you've never seen. The ground can't absorb it, so dry stream beds turn to raging rivers in a matter of minutes, and the front of the floods is more debris than water. They're deadly.
But until it started to rain, the Anuk would be a problem. The challenge was predicting which route they'd come through, because the distance was too great for every possible path through the mountains to be guarded. It was like trying to plug a leaking dam. Just when you thought you'd done it, another leak sprang up.
Hopefully our presence dissuades any further raids.
Sounds easy enough.
Finn thumped his heels against his horse's sides.
Let's go. I'm hungry.
Your stomach is a bottomless pit,
Sonia muttered. But she cantered after him, not liking the boy to be out of sight. Turning his horse, Killian said to his men,
Another hour and you'll have water, food, beds, and a night of leisure. Move out.
Cheers rang through the air, the soldiers moving past him and onto the dusty road heading toward Rotan. But Killian didn't follow. Instead, he remained facing north and east, nearly all of Mudamora resting between him and Mudaire, between him and Lydia.
You don't deserve to be with her,
his guilt whispered.
Your duty is to Mudamora, not to Lydia.
Why not both? He asked softly, imagining he could see across the distance, that he could see her.
You might ask Malahai how well you serve with your loyalties divided,
his guilt answered.
Though it's hard to question the dead.
Squeezing his eyes shut, Killian gave a tight nod, then wheeled Seahawk around and broke into a gallop toward Rotan.